It is so wonderful to be with you again.
Vitoreul la taas kosteiega.
And today we are talking about how God is a God of revival.
Ja täna me räägime sellest, kuidas Jumal on ärkamise Jumal.
And that God is revealing himself every single day.
Ja kuidas Jumal ilmutab ennast igal päeval.
Isn't it great at Pentecost?
Kas pole mitte äge, et ma võin jutlustada neli püha päeval?
Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Neli püha, mis oli püha vaimu välja valamise aeg.
The believers had been so discouraged. Jesus is
Kus usklikud olid olnud nii meeleheitel Jeesuse surma üle.
They gathered 120 of them praying together.
Ja siis nad kogunesid 120 neist ülemisse tuppa palvetama.
They had commanded to wait and to see.
Sest Jumal oli käskinud neil oodata seal ja olla valvel.
And God showed up.
Ja Jumal ilmus välja.
And God revealed himself.
Ja Jumal ilmutas ise ennast.
Filled himself in the Holy Spirit.
Jumal ilmutas ennast pühas vaimus.
In tongues of fire.
Ja tuleleekidega.
The internal fire and transformation.
Ühe seismise tulega, mis tõi ühe muutuse.
Spilled out to the streets publicly.
Ja mis levis avalikult välja tänavatele.
They couldn't help.
Nad ei saanud sinna midagi parata.
They couldn't hold it back.
Nad ei saanud hoida seda tagasi.
The mighty rushing wind caused everybody to spill out in the streets.
See võimas pühavaimu tuul lihtsalt voolas üle tänavate.
And God showed up speaking in the languages of the people.
Ja Jumal kõnetas inimesi just nende enda keeles.
He's a God of revival.
Sest et ta on üks ärkamise ja ilmutuse Jumal.
He's a God that wants to reveal himself to the people.
Ta on Jumal, kes tahab ilmutada end inimestele.
And he does it through you and I.
Ja ta teeb seda läbi sinu ja minu.
His presence, his power comes.
Tema ligiolu ja vägi
his anointing
esile.
Comes.
Tema võidmine tuleb esile.
And in Hebrews it says that Jesus is the same yesterday.
Ja Hebrea kirjas
today
öeldud,
and forever.
Et Jeesus on see sama eile, täna ja igavesti.
God has always been a God of revival.
Jumal on alati olnud ärkamise Jumal.
God has always been revealing himself
Jumal
to the people.
Jumal on alati ilmutanud end inimestele.
God wants to reveal himself today.
Ja ta tahab ilmutada end ka täna.
That in the garden.
Seal Eedeni aias,
in Genesis,
esimese Moosese raamatus,
there Adam and Eve with God.
Adam ja Eva käisid seal koos Jumalaga.
In the presence of God.
Jumala ligiolus viibides.
They walked in the Holy Spirit.
Ja nad käisid pühas vaimus.
Because they were with God.
Sest nad olid koos Jumalaga.
And God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Ja Jumal on isa, poeg ja püha vaim.
And they communed with him.
Ja nad suhtlesid temaga.
But the enemy
aga hingevaellane
is against God's revelation.
On vastu Jumala ilmutustele ja ilmumisele.
The enemy is father of lies.
Hingevaellane on valede isa.
The enemy is okay, ahead.
Switch that off. Okay, oh, they will do it.
This one's on? No, this one's off?
Kas te saate selle mikri panna tööle?
Okay, is it good? Okay. God wants to reveal himself.
Jumal tahab ilmutada ennast.
But Satan wants to lie.
Aga Saatan tahab valetada.
In fact, when Satan came into the garden as a serpent.
Muide, kui Saatan tuli sinna Eedeni aeda mauna.
He told a partial truth.
Siis ta rääkis ainult osaliselt tõtt.
A partial truth.
Ainult osaliselt tõtt.
But when Adam and Eve listened to that lie.
Aga kui Adam ja Eva kuulasid seda valet.
They sinned.
Kuulasid, võtsid kuulda.
And they hid themselves.
Siis nad tegid nagu sellega endale liiga.
That's what happens when the enemy comes in.
Ja see on see, mis juhtub, kui hingevaelane tuleb
we
mängu.
We feel like we need to hide.
Me tunneme, et me peame nagu ennast ära
we
peitma.
Need to pull back.
Me peame nagu tagasi
we need
tõmbama.
To hold secrets.
Me peame hoidma saladusi.
But when God shows up,
aga kui Jumal ilmub välja,
He doesn't just cover us with fig leaves.
Siis Jumal lihtsalt ei kata meid viigipuu lehtedega.
God shows up and He creates in us a new creation.
Vaid Jumal loob meie sees midagi uut.
But God's always revealing Himself.
Aga Jumal alati ilmutab ennast.
In Genesis, there was the people of God were slaves for 400 years.
Esimese Moosese raamatus me näeme, kuidas Jumala rahvas oli 400 aastat tori.
Making bricks.
Nad tegid seal ehitasid
tulistine. Tormented.
Ja neid pidevalt piinati ja vaevati.
But God showed up.
Aga Jumal ilmus ja ilmutas end neile.
He raised up a Moses.
Ja ta tõstis üles Moosese.
You remember Moses?
Kas te mäletate Mooses?
As a little baby,
ta oli väike baby.
He was preserved by floating down the Nile.
Ja tema elu säästeti selle läbi, et ta ema pani ta ühte kasti ja saatis mööda Niilust minema.
Moses that was raised in Pharaoh's house.
Ja Mooses, kes kasvatati üles Faarao kodus.
Moses that was trained.
Mooses, keda koolitati ja õpetati.
But Moses wasn't perfect, was he?
Aga Mooses ei olnud täiuslik, või oli?
He killed a man.
Ta tappis ühe mehe.
And he fled to the back side of the desert.
Ja siis ta põgenes kõige kaugemasse kõrbenurka.
But God revealed himself.
Aga Jumal ilmutas ennast talle.
God revealed himself.
Jumal ilmutas ennast
talle. Because he's a God of revival.
Sest et ta on ärkamise ja ilmutuse Jumal.
And he didn't forget Moses because now he was an old man.
Ja Jumal ei unustanud Mooses ka siis, kui ta oli juba vana mees.
He had never forgotten Moses.
Ta iialgi ei unustanud Mooses.
He was burning in that fiery bush.
Vaid ta põles seal, ilmutas end läbi põleva põlsa.
And Moses turned aside to listen.
Ja Mooses pöördus, et kuulata.
And he was in holy ground, so he had to take off his shoes.
Ja kuna see oli püha maa, ta pidi võtma oma jalatsid jalast.
Because when God shows up,
sest kui Jumal ilmub välja,
he shows up and it's holy.
Siis ta ilmub välja ja ta on püha.
He reveals himself in holiness.
Ta ilmutab ennast pühaduses.
And Moses had to make a choice.
Ja nii pidi Mooses otsustama.
To step into his calling.
Kas ta astub oma kutsumisse?
Because he didn't feel secure in himself.
Sest ta ei tunnud ise endas ennast kindlana.
He felt like he couldn't speak.
Ta isegi tundis, et ta ei suuda
he
rääkida.
He couldn't teach.
Et ta ei oska õpetada.
He wanted God to send somebody else.
Ta oleks tahtnud, et Jumal saadaks kellegi teise.
And God did give him Aaron.
Aga Jumal andis ta, pani
and God gave him
Aaroni.
Miriam, his brother and sister.
Ja ka tema õe ja venna Miriami.
And Moses went and told Pharaoh.
Ja Mooses läks ja ütles Faaraole.
Let my people go.
Lase mu rahval minna.
So Moses had a part.
Nii et Moosesel oli oma osa selles.
He obeyed.
Ta kuuletus.
He stepped into his calling.
Ja ta astus oma kutsumisse.
But really it's all about God.
Aga tegelikult see kõik on seotud Jumalaga.
Because God wanted to reveal himself.
Sest Jumal tahtis ilmutada ennast.
And God showed up in signs, wonders and miracles.
Ja Jumal ilmutas ennast ka läbi imede ja tunnustähtede.
God showed up in the plagues.
Jumal ilmutas end ka läbi katkude.
And the plagues took authority over every idol and evil deity.
Läbi katkude ja nuhtluste, mis võtsid võimust iga ebajumala ja
asjade
üle, mis oli tegelikult võltsing ehedast Jumalast.
And so God showed up.
Nii et Jumal ilmus välja.
And God revived.
Ja Jumal elustas.
And God revealed.
Ja ilmutas.
And he used a fragile man.
Ja kasutas ühte habrast mees.
An imperfect man.
Ühte ebatäiuslikku mees.
To stretch out his rod.
Et sirutada välja oma sau.
And in the authority of God.
Ja Jumala meelevallaga.
To part the Red Sea.
Lüüa lahku punane meri.
And the wind blew.
Ja siis tuul puhus.
And dried the ground.
Ja silutas teed.
So all the people could walk across.
Et kogu Iisraeli rahvas võis kõndida läbi mere.
And get to freedom.
Ja jõuda oma vabadusse.
And the victory happened as Pharaoh began to chase the people.
Ja kui siis Vaarao läks sellele rahvale järgi neid jahtima.
And the wheels of the chariot sank into the mud.
Aga tema kaarikud kõik uppusid sinna merre.
As the waters covered over.
Kuna merevesi tuli taas kokku.
And Miriam led the people in dancing and shouting.
Ja Miriam juhtis rahvas tantsu ja laulu ja hõisetega.
Because God showed up in Miriam.
Sest Jumal ilmutas end ka Miriamile.
And they sang and they danced and they twirled.
Ja nad laulsid ja tantsisid ja hõiskasid.
God showed up publicly.
Jumal ilmutas end avalikult.
God showed up publicly.
Jumal ilmutas end avalikult.
God revived.
Jumal elustas.
God revives us, doesn't he?
Ja Jumal elustab ka meid, kas pole?
And even though
ja kuigi,
the people fall away and turn to idols.
Ja kuigi Iisraeli rahvas langes ära ja pöördus ebajumalate
like
poole.
Like they did in the book of Judges.
Nõnda nagu kohtumõistjate raamatus näha.
Where the last line of the book of Judges.
Kus kohtumõistjate raamatu viimane lause ütleb.
Is that everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Et kõik inimesed tegid, mis oli õige nende endi silmis.
Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Kõik tegid seda, mis oli õige nende endi silmis.
They set up idols.
Nad ehitasid omale ebajumalaid.
Because the enemy loves to build idols.
Sest saatanale meeldib ehitada ja rajada ebajumala kujusid.
The enemy loves us to have idols and celebrities and deities that we hold up.
Saatanale meeldib, et meil on oma ebajumalad ja jumalused ja nii-öelda inimesed, keda me kummardame.
The enemy will counterfeit manifestations.
Saatan püüab võltsida Jumala ehedat asja.
But when God shows up,
aga kui Jumal ilmub välja,
the real, the authentic,
siis tuleb esile ehe asi.
Shows up. And so God showed up through a woman named Ruth.
Ja Jumal ilmutas end ka läbi Ruti.
And this Ruth was a faithful woman.
Ja Rut oli tema alles üks ustav naine. Tema teenis Naomit oma ämma.
And even though they were poor.
Ja kuigi nad olid vaesed.
And she went to gather food.
Ja ta läks põllule sealt korjama viljateri.
God showed up in leading her.
Siis Jumal ilmus välja ja juhtis teda.
She went to Boaz's field.
Ja ta läks Boase põllule.
And Boaz was a kinsman redeemer.
Ja Boaz oli nii-öelda see lunastav sugulane.
And Boaz not only married Ruth.
Ja Boaz ainuüksi ei abiellunud Ruthiga.
But together they conceived and brought forth Obed.
Aga üheskoos nendest nagu tuli esile ka Obed.
Who brought forth Jesse.
Kes omakorda, kellest sündis Jesse.
Who brought forth David.
Ja kellest tuli David.
That is King David.
Õigemini siis kuningas
A man David. After God's own heart.
Mees, kes oli Jumala südame
And
järele.
And the promise was is that a savior would come through that
ja
lineage.
Ja tõotus oli, et Daaviti soost tuleb pääsenud.
The King of Kings.
Kuningate
the
kuningas.
The Lord of Lords.
Isandate isand.
And even though David was not a perfect man.
Ja kuigi David polnud täiuslik mees.
God showed up in David.
Siis Jumal ometigi ilmutas enda tema elus, kes oli ülistaja.
He was a worshiping warrior.
Kes oli üks suuke ülistav sõdalane.
And so we still sing songs today.
Ja me laulame tänase päevani laule.
From the Psalms.
Psalmide raamatust.
That David wrote.
David on kirjutanud.
Because he worshiped God.
Sest tema ülistas Jumalat.
You see, even though David was a great King.
Ja kuigi Taavet oli suur kuningas.
It wasn't about David.
Siis küsimus ei olnud Taavetis.
It was about the God of revival.
Küsimus oli ärkamise Jumalas.
Showing up in worship.
Jumalas, kes ilmutab
end läbi ülistuse.
Kes ilmutab end läbi sõjapidamise.
Defeating the enemy.
Kes lööb vaenlast.
Because he's a God who reveals himself.
Sest et ta on ilmutav Jumal.
He shows himself.
Kes ilmutab
in the lives of people.
Inimeste eludes ja
nende kaudu. Shows up in everyday life.
Jumal ilmus välja igapäeva elus.
And God loves it when we pu- publicly adore him.
Ja Jumalale meeldib see, kui me avalikult ülistame ja imetleme teda.
The enemy is not like that.
Saatanale see ei meeldi.
The enemy criticizes.
Saatan kritiseerib seda.
Do you remember when David brought forth the ark of the temple?
Mäletate, kui David tuli selle seaduse laekaga
templisse? And he danced and he praised
Ja tantsis ja lõiskas seal ja kiitis Jumalat.
And the wife, the daughter of Saul,
ja siis Sauli tütar ja Daaveti naine,
looked at him with critical eyes.
Vaatas seda kriitilise pilguga.
And she became barren, didn't
ja
she?
Ta sai selle tulemusena muutus viljatuks.
Did you know that criticalness
Kas sa tead, et kriitika meel
causes barrenness?
Põhjustab viljatus.
And criticalness
ja kriitika meel
can be a part of the enemy's plan.
Või olla osa saatana plaanis.
Because the enemy wants to show up publicly.
See saatan tahab ka ilmutada
end avalikult. The enemy wants to show up in division.
Saatan tahab tuua lahkmeelte
lõhenemist. He wants to divide relationships.
Ta tahab lüüa suhteid lahku. Ta tahab lüüa perekondi lahku.
He wants to isolate people.
Ta tahab isoleerida inimesi.
Cause them to hide and be alone.
Pugema peitu ja olema üksi.
That's how the enemy shows up publicly.
See on see, kuidas hingevaelane tegutseb.
But He is a God of revival.
Tema on Jumal, kes ilmutab
end. And he's constantly revealing himself in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Ja ta ilmutab end pidevalt nii vanas kui uues testamentis.
The Old Testament ended
vana testament sai läbi
with 400 years of silence.
Siis oli 400 aastat vaikus.
And then the curtain parted.
Aga siis nii-öelda eesri avanes.
And Jesus was born.
Ja Jeesus sündis siia ilma.
And Jesus came on the earth.
Ja Jeesus tuli siia maa peale.
To answer the promise that was proclaimed even in Genesis.
Et vastata sellele tõotusele, mis oli antud juba aegade alguses.
That he would trample on Satan's head.
Et ta tallab saatana pea peale.
That he would overcome sin.
Ja et ta ületab patu, võidab ära patu.
Not just with the blood of bulls.
Mitte ainult nagu härgade vere kaudu.
But with his own blood.
Oma enda vere kaudu.
That he shed at Calvary.
Mille ta valas Golgata ristil.
So God's been revealing himself.
Nii et Jumal ilmutas end.
And in every case.
Ja igas olukorras.
We as the people can Come and recognize his revealing.
Me võime näha ja kogeda Jumal, kui ta Jumal ilmutab end.
In the Old Testament, God was revealed as God the Father.
Vanas testamentis Jumal ilmutas end kui isana.
But the people rejected
Aga inimesed tõukasid ära.
In the New Testament, God showed up as Jesus the Son.
Uues testamentis Jumal ilmutas end Jeesusena kui pojana.
And who rejected that?
Ja kes tema ülgas?
The Sadducees,
Saduseerid,
the Pharisees, the religious ones,
religioossed kujud.
In fact, they became so critical of
Muide,
him
nad olid nii kriitilised
that
suhtes,
they wanted to kill him.
Et nad tahtsid ta isegi maha lüüa.
Now the people loved Jesus.
Nüüd inimesed armastasid
Jeesus. Because everywhere he went, he was healing the sick.
Sest kus iganes ta käis, ta armastas, ta tervendas haigeid.
So, Throngs would come around Jesus when he was ministering publicly.
Need suured rahva hulgad kogunesid
wanting to touch him.
Ja nad tahtsid puudutada teda.
Because they had heard that everyone he touched was healed.
Oli kuulnud, et keda iganes Jeesus puudutas, sai terveks.
So the woman with the issue of blood.
Nii et see naine, kellel oli seal veritõbi.
She pushed through the throng.
Trügis läbi rahva hulga.
She pushed through and she touched Jesus.
Ta trügis läbi rahva hulga ja puudutas Jeesus.
She touched Jesus in the public place.
Ta puudutas Jeesus tavalikus kohas.
The place where she'd been shamed and rejected.
Kohas, kus teda oli häbistatud
Not able to come into worship because she needed healing from this constant
Kus ta ei tohtinud minna isegi Jumala teenistusele, sest tal oli pidev veretõbi.
And Jesus not only instantly healed.
Aga Jeesus mitte ainult ei tervendanud teda
hetkega. The virtue went from him, the healing virtue.
Vaid tervendav vägi ka lahkus temas.
But he stopped and said, who touched
me? Ja ta peatus ja küsis, kes puudutas
mind?
Kes puudutas mind?
Because he knew there needed to be a public restoration.
Sest ta teadis, et siin on vajalik üks avalik taastumine.
That this woman that was an outcast.
Et see naine, kes oli kõigi poolt tõrjutud.
And had spent all her money on the doctors.
Kes oli kulutanud kogu oma raha
arstidele.
Ta vajas taas seda, et ta toodaks tagasi nagu kogukonna keskele.
Go, my daughter, he said, your faith has healed you.
Ja ta ütles, mu kallis tütar, su usk on sind
päästnud. God showed up.
Jumal ilmus
God
välja.
Showed up.
Jumal ilmus välja.
And even Jesus had been on his way to heal another girl. Do you remember?
Ja kui Jeesus oli ka teele tervendada ühte teist tüdrukut.
Jairus' daughter was dying.
Seal selle ühe mehe tütar oli suremas, Jairuse tütar.
And Jairus begged Jesus to come heal his daughter.
Ja Jairus anus, palun tule ja tervenda mu tütar.
What did Jesus do?
Ja mida Jeesus tegi?
He raised the dead.
Ta äratas selle tütre surnuist üles.
Not only that.
Aga mitte ainult.
He said to his disciples.
Ta ütles oma jüngritele.
You go heal the sick.
Teie minge nüüd ja tervendage haigeid.
You cast out demons.
Teie ajage välja kurje vaime.
The dead.
Teie äratage
you
üles
bring
surnud.
Healing to people.
Tooge tervenemist inimestele.
He wanted their internal fire.
Ta tahtis, et nende seesmine tuli.
To spill out into the public.
Et see nagu nii-öelda leviks ka välja avalikusele.
Because he's a God of revival.
Sest et tema on ärkamise ja ilmutuse Jumal.
He's a God of revival.
Ta on ärkamise ja ilmutuse Jumal.
So why did the Sadducees reject him?
Aga miks siis saduseerid hülgasid ära?
Well, you see, Jesus loved Lazarus and Mary and Martha.
Jeesus armastas Laatsarust ja Maarjat ja Martat.
And Lazarus had died.
Ja siis Laatsarus suri ära.
Not only that,
aga mitte ainult.
He'd been in the grave for 4 days.
Ta oli juba 4 päeva olnud ka hauas.
And they were weeping.
Ja nad nutsid seal.
And when Jesus came,
ja kui Jeesus tuli,
some thought it was too late.
Siis osad arvasid, et nüüd on juba liiga hilja.
But when he appeared to Martha, he said,
aga kui Jeesus ilmutas end Martale, ta ütles,
I am the way, the truth and the life.
Mina olen tee ja tõde ja elu.
You see, he's not the God of the past.
Ta ei ole mineviku
Even though he
Jumal.
Has your past, he's
Kuigi.
The God who is the great I am.
Jah, ta on ka minevikus, aga ta on Jumal, kes ütleb, mina olen.
And when he appeared to Mary,
ja kui ta ilmutas
she said
Maarjale,
the same thing.
Siis ta ütles seda sama asja.
But Jesus wept. And what did he say to Lazarus?
Ja mida Jeesus ütles Laatsarusele, kes oli surnud?
He said, Lazarus, come forth.
Ta ütles, Laatsarus, tule välja.
And this man that had been dead for 4 days.
Ja see mees, kes oli olnud surnud 4 päeva.
He came out and the people had to unwrap the cloth.
Ta tuli sealt hauast välja ja inimesed pidid ta surnu linadest lahti mässima.
A sign and a wonder that was done publicly.
See oli ime ja tunnus täht, mis sündis avalikult.
That's why.
Ja see tõttu.
The Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to kill him.
Variserid ja saduseerid tahtsid teda tappa.
Because when God shows up publicly,
sest kui Jumal ilmutab end avalikult,
there are some that receive him,
siis osad võtavad ta vastu,
and there's others that reject.
Ja teised, kes sülgavad ta.
So would you read this scripture today from John 11?
Ja seetõttu me vaatame ka Johannese 11. Peatükist, Johannes evangeeliumi 11 ja salmid 51 ja 52. Aga seda ta ei öelnud iseenesest. Ei, vabandust. Salmid 52 ja 53. Aga Jeesus ei pidanud surema üksnes selle rahva eest, vaid et koguda ka hajali elavaid Jumala lapsi ühte kokku. Sellest päevast peale võtsid nad ta siis nõuks Jeesust ära tappa. Nüüd ei käinud Jeesus enam juutide keskel avalikult, vaid läks sealt ära kõrbelähedasse paika Efraimi nimelisse linna ning viibis seal koos jüngritega.
You see, Jesus, at this point,
sel hetkel Jeesus,
he withdrew and he was no longer in the public for a while.
Ta taandas ennast ja ta ei olnud enam avalikus ees.
He kept ministering and being himself.
Jah, ta teenis ikka edasi ja oli tema ise. Aga ta tegi seda oma jüngrite keskel.
But they were headed towards the cross, weren't
aga
they?
Samal ajal kogu ta elu liikus risti suunas.
And that the cross, he was publicly rejected.
Risti suunas, kus teda avalikult hüljati.
Publicly reviled.
Avalikult alandati.
He took on our shame.
Ta võttis meie häbi enda peale.
He took on our rejection.
Ta võttis meie hüljatuse enda
peale. He felt the separation even from his father.
Ja ta kogas isegi, et ta lahutatud oma isast.
The sins of the world.
Kui ta kandis kogu maailma patud.
And then, as he stretched out his hands and said, "It is finished."
Ja kui ta siis ütles lõpuks, see on lõpetatud.
The curtain was torn.
Siis templi eesriie rebenes pooleks.
From top to bottom.
Ülevalt kuni alla välja.
As if the hand of God had ripped this curtain.
Otse kui Jumala käsi ise oleks selle puruks tõmmanud.
And God created an opportunity.
Ja Jumal lõi ühe võimaluse.
For the people to fellowship with him.
Et inimestel oleks võimalus temaga suhelda.
Because Jesus had said.
Sest Jeesus oli öelnud.
It's better that I go.
Parem on see, et ma lähen ära.
Because I will send another.
Sest mina saadan ühe teise.
Just like me.
Kes on minu sarnane.
The Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu.
And so that's what happened at Pentecost.
Ja see on see, mis juhtus nelipüha päeval.
The Holy Spirit came.
Püha vaim tuli.
Publicly.
Avalikult.
As a mighty rushing wind.
Kui võimas tulvav tuul.
And the people couldn't help but pour out.
Ja inimesed ei suutnud seda enda
soida, see
lihtsalt voolas
neist
välja. Ja nad rääkisid erinevate rahvaste keeli.
Because they had been anointed by the anointed one.
Sest et võitu oli võidnud neid seda tegema.
They had been clothed with power.
Nad olid rüütatud väega.
And so they had to, that public faith began to come through them.
Kõik see avalik asi sai inimeste jaoks reaalsuseks.
That public miracles began to happen.
Ja avalikult hakkasid imed sündima.
Now the enemy was still trying to kill everybody.
Nüüd saatan püüdis endiselt veel tappa kõiki.
The enemy was still trying to divide.
Saatan püüdis ikka tuua lahkmeelt ja lõhenemist.
The enemy was still trying to show up in counterfeit manifestations.
Ja saatan püüdis ikka tuua niiseid võltsilminguid ja lõikusi.
Simon the sorcerer,
nii nagu Simon,
who tried to pay for the Holy Spirit,
kes püüdis maksta püha vaimu eest,
there is still the counterfeit in the world.
Seal oli ikka need võltsingud maailmas ja on tänaseni.
But
aga
the church didn't end.
Kogudus ei lõppenud sellega.
The church began.
Kogudus alles sai oma alguse.
The church began and we stepped into a dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
Kogudus sai alguse ja me astusime püha vaimu liikumisse.
Do you remember how I said that in the Old Testament they rejected God as Father?
Mäletate, ma ütlesin, et rahvas ülgas Jumala kui Isa vanas testamendis.
In the New Testament they rejected Jesus as son, in particular the gospels.
Uues testamendis nad ülgasid Jeesuse kui poja.
And now we are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
Nüüd me oleme nii-öelda püha vaimu ajas.
Where the Holy Spirit manifests himself.
Püha vaim ilmutab ennast.
In the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu viljade näol.
The fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
viljad
and
nagu
self-control.
Armastus, rõõm, rahu, pikk meel, kannatlikus, tasadus ja nii edasi.
He manifests in character and holiness.
Ta ilmutab end ka läbi pühaduse.
But not only that.
Aga mitte ainult.
He manifests through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ta ilmutab end ka läbi püha vaimu andide.
Gifts of healing,
läbi
gifts of miracles, gifts of speaking in tongues.
Läbi imede ja keeltes rääkimise.
The words of knowledge, the words of wisdom, prophecy.
Läbi tunnetuse ja tarkuse sõnade, läbi usu anni.
And this is a time where God wants to show up publicly.
Ja see on praegu aeg, kus Jumal tahab ilmuda avalikult.
Because he is a God of revival.
Sest et ta on ärkamise ja ilmutuse Jumal.
But he uses you and I.
Aga ta kasutab sind ja mind.
It's his anointing that comes upon us.
See on tema võidmine, mis tuleb meie üle.
And we are changed.
Ja siis me saame muudetud.
We are changed.
Siis me saame muudetud.
So I want you to think about where you are today.
Ma tahan, et sa mõtleks hetkeks, kus sa täna omadega oled.
Where are you when God wants to show up publicly?
Kus sina omadega oled, kui Jumal tahab ilmutada enda avalikult?
Now God will rest upon you and anoint you in holiness.
Jah, Jumal hingab süle ja võiab sind oma püha vaimuga.
But he will move mountains through you.
Aga ta tahab ka liigutada mägesid läbi sinu ja sinu usu.
Because faith often has to do with risk.
Sest usk on sageli seotud riskiga, riski võtmisega.
So, I have been preaching the gospel since I was 19.
Mina olen kuulutanud evangeeliumi alates 19.
Any 19-year-olds in the room?
Kas siin on kedagi, kes on 19?
Wave at me.
Lehita mulle. Ei ole ühte 19 aastast.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to know when I started preaching at 19.
Kui mina hakkasin jutlustama 19-selt.
I had never heard a woman preach.
Siis mina ei olnud kuulnud ühtegi naist jutlustamas.
It wasn't done.
Seda lihtsalt ei tehtud.
And yet I had an encounter with Jesus.
Ja samas ma olin kohtunud Jeesusega.
And he anointed me and he called me.
Kes oli võidnud mind ja kutsunud mind.
And so in those days I was very fearful.
Ja noil päevadel mina olin väga suge kartlik.
I would obey God.
Jah, ma olin kuulekas Jumale.
I'd get up to preach.
Ja ma tõusin püsti, läksin jutlustama.
But sometimes my hands would shake.
Aga vahel mu käed värisesid.
And my knees would shake.
Ja mu põlved värisesid.
But I obeyed God.
Aga ma kuuletusin Jumalale.
And in that time period I received some criticism.
Ja siis ma sain ka päris palju kriitikat.
Because a woman shouldn't preach.
Sest naine ometigi ei tohi jutlustada kirikus.
Now it was both my husband and I that planted churches and we ministered together.
Nüüd mina ja oma abikaasa me rajasime koos kogudusi ja me ka teenisime seal koos.
But I received the criticism.
Aga inimesed kritiseerisid mind.
What the enemy wanted is he wanted me to back up, isolate, be afraid.
Ja saatan oli
shut
see,
my mouth.
Kes tahtis, et ma lihtsalt astuks tagasi, tõmbuks endasse, paneks suu kinni ja oleks kartlik.
But what God wanted
aga Jumal tahtis,
is for me to preach the gospel.
Et ma kuulutaks evangeeliumi.
Not just on Sundays.
Mitte ainult pühapäeviti.
But every day of the week.
Aga igal nädalapäeval.
Do you know how God set me free?
Tead, kuidas Jumal mind sellest kõigest vabastas?
We had already planted our first church.
Me olime just rajanud oma esimese koguduse. Olime juba pastori.
I had just graduated with my master's of divinity.
Ja ma olin lõpetanud just saanud magistrikraadi.
I just had my first baby.
Teoloogilise kraadi ja ma olin just esimene laps sündinud.
She was 5 weeks old.
Ja ta oli 5-aastane baby. Või viie nädalane vabandus.
And I had laid her down to sleep. We'd been on vacation.
Ja me olime puhkusel ja ma olin just pannud lapse magama.
My husband went to the church to make sure it was ready for the next day.
Ja siis ma abikaasa läks kogudusse vaatama, et kõik on järgmiseks päevaks valmis.
I laid Rachel in the crib.
Ja ma panin Racheli baby voodisse.
And when I woke up,
ja kui ma üles ärkasin,
she was crying a different cry.
Siis ta nuttis, aga teistmoodi kui tavaliselt.
I tried to get to her.
Ja ma püüdsin jõuda temani.
But I couldn't breathe.
Aga ma ei saanud hingata.
Rather than finding the door to her room,
ja selleks, et leida lastetoa ust,
I got stuck in a closet.
Ma hoopis põrkasin vasta kummutit või kappi.
I was disoriented.
Ma üldse ei saanud aru, kus ma olen. Ma ei saanud hingata.
I tried to go the other way.
Ma püüdsin minna teises suunas.
And I come and I get the window up.
Ja siis ma sain akna lahti.
A two-story window.
Meil oli nagu siukane kaheosaline aken.
I put my head out.
Ja pissin pea välja.
I realized my house was on fire.
Ja ma sain aru, et meie maja on leekides.
And I had no way to save myself.
Ja mul ei olnud mingit varianti,
I had no
et ennast
way
päästa
to save my daughter.
Või päästa ma tütart.
What did I do when that happened?
Mida ma siis tegin sel hetkel?
I dropped to my knees.
Ma langesin
põlvedele. I prayed what everyone prays when they feel like they're going to die.
Ja palvetasin nõnda nagu igaüks, kes on silmitsi surmaga.
I said help.
Ma ütlesin aita.
And my husband got home in time.
Ja mu abikaasa jõudis õigel ajal koju.
You see, the firemen had been delayed.
Tuletõrje.
By a train.
Tuletõrje seal ilines, see strong sõitis seal.
The house next to us had been set on fire by an arson.
Ja meie kõrval maja oli ka süttinud leekides.
That house had burned to the ground.
Ja see põles täienisti maa.
Mine was in flames.
Meie oma
Another house was in flames.
Üks teine maja veel leekides.
And my husband grabbed the fireman that had just arrived.
Ja mu abikaasa grabas sellest tuletõrjujast, kes oli just jõudnud.
And he said, "Did you get my wife and baby?"
Ja ta küsis, kas te saite mu naise ja lapse välja.
So my husband and a neighbor saved Rachel, my 5-week-old baby.
Mu mees ja naabrid suutsid päästa meie väikese tütre.
And then the fireman came towards me.
Ja siis tuletõrjuja tuli minu järgi.
And the fireman said to me, he couldn't see me.
Ja tuletõrjuja ta ei näinud mind.
He held up a light that was probably a really big light.
Aga ta hoidis käes ühte suurt valgust, tõenäoliselt suurt.
And he said, "Come towards the light."
Ja ta ütles, tule valguse suunas.
And he took me to safety.
Ja siis ta juhtis mind sealt välja turvalisse paika.
And when he took me to safety and they took us to the hospital.
Ja kui meid siis viidi haiglasse sealt.
I called my mother.
Ma helistasin emale.
And I said, "Mom, we're okay."
Ma ütlesin, ema, meiega on kõik hästi.
I told her the fire.
Rääkisin,
I was fearful.
Ja ma kartsin.
But from my mother's voice.
Aga oma ema häälest
was peace.
Ma kogesin ühte rahu.
She'd been praying from Isaiah 43.
Ta oli palvetanud seal samal ajal.
Fasting and praying.
Palvetas ja paastus.
She didn't know who she was fasting and praying for.
Ta ei teadnud, kelle eest ta palvetas ja paastus.
But she was praying for us.
Aga ta palvetas meie
eest. Part of that verse says, "You shall go through the fire and the fire shall not consume you."
Biiblis on öeldud, sa lähed läbi tule, aga see ei neela sind.
We were miraculously delivered from the fire.
Imeliselt pääsesime sellest tulekahjust.
But more than that.
Aga veelgi enam.
Because of the trauma.
Tänu sellele traumale.
Because of what that's like to go through that trauma.
Tänu sellele kogemusele, mis tuli, et sellest
Even though I was a pastor.
Kuigi ma olin pastor.
Even though I had already graduated from a master's of divinity.
Kuigi ma olin lõpetanud väga niukse prestiivse
teoloogilise kooli. In my brokenness, I knew I needed more of God.
Siis oma murtuses ma kogesin, ma vajan rohkem Jumalat.
We ended up seeking help.
Ja siis me otsisime abi.
And I went through personally deliverance.
Ja ma isiklikult läksin läbi niuksest isiklikust vabastamisest.
You see, I had been abused as a child.
Mind lapsena kuritarvitati füüsiliselt
ja seksuaalselt. And everyone that I have ever met that has been abused.
Ja kõiki, keda ma ka kohtasin, kõik olid kogenud kuritarvitamist.
There is often a demonic manifestation.
Ja sageli sellega käivad kaasas üksed teemonlikud ilmingud.
Of rejection.
Hüljatus.
Abandonment.
Hülgamistunne.
I went through deliverance.
Ja nii vajasin mina ise
vabastust. I got set free of a spirit of religion and a spirit of rejection.
Ma sain vabaks religiooni ja hüljatuse vaimust.
I mean, I'm telling you, I got free.
Ma võin öelda, et ma sain vabaks.
And this is what I knew.
Ja seetõttu ma teadsin.
Revival had come to our house.
Et ärkamine oli tulnud meie koju.
Revival had come to our marriage.
Ärkamine tuli meie abiellu.
Revival had come.
Ärkamine tuli.
And I want you to know.
Ja ma tahan, et te teaks.
That even though I had been preaching the gospel before that.
Et kuigi ma olin enne seda ka kuulutanud evangeeliumi.
At that point the fire of God had cleansed me.
Siis sel hetkel Jumala tuli
and I couldn't help but publicly step into my calling.
Ja ma ei saanudki muud kui astuda avalikult oma teenistusse.
I couldn't help but be on the streets preaching the gospel.
Mul ei olnudki muud teha kui kuulutada tänaval evangeeliumi.
I began to see neighbors be healed instantly.
Ja ma nägin, kuidas mu naabrid said hetkega terveks. Inimesed said päästetud.
And there was a manifestation because God is a God of revival.
Ja kuna Jumal on ärkamise
and he wants
Jumal,
to reveal himself publicly.
Siis ta tahab ilmutada enda avalikult.
And he wants to do it through you
ja ta
and
tahab
me.
Teha seda läbi sinu ja minu.
It's not through our striving.
Mitte läbi meie nagu või oma pingutuse.
It's not through following the rules.
Mitte läbi reeglite järgimise.
It's not through going through step 1 2 3 4.
Mitte läbi 1 2 3 4 5 sammu läbimise.
Even though those things can help, right?
Kuigi neist võib olla abi.
It's encountering the living God.
Aga see tuleb sellest, et sa kohtud elava Jumalaga.
It's encountering the living God.
Et sa kohtud elava Jumalaga.
It's where the fire of God comes upon us in such a way.
See on see, kus Jumala tuli langeb üle sellisel viisil.
But step into who we are called to be.
Et me ei saagi olla midagi muud kui see, kelleks me oleme kutsutud.
Because the anointing is for something.
Sest et võidmine on millegi jaoks.
Helena, where are you? Would you just come forward?
Helena, kas sa tuleks palun siia ette?
Yeah, come on forward.
Ole hea.
Pastor was bragging about you.
Pastor siin uhkaldas sinuga.
And if I heard the translation right, he said that he was wanting revival to come through
ja
you, right?
Ja kui ma tõlkest õigesti aru sain, siis ta tahtis, et ärkamine tuleks.
Oh, welcome esile. Back to Estonia. Yeah, you speak English?
Yes.
So, what did God do as you were at that school of ministry?
Mida Jumal tegi seal, kui sa seal koolis olid?
I met the God there.
Ma kohtusin seal Jumalaga.
Okei, okay, ma räägin eesti keeles. Mul oli suur igatsus südames ja ma tõesti otsisin Jumalat ja
I seeked God.
Ja ma langesin põlvili Jumala ette ja see oli mul südames juba nagu enne seda, kui ma sinna läksin.
And it was in my heart before I went there.
Ja Jumal on nii armuline, et ta tõesti kohtus minuga ja
that he truly met me.
Ja ma tõesti igatsen, et iga üks siit kohtuks ja
I truly desire that all of you would meet him
kõik läheksid Jumala ette ja palvetaksid ja igatseksid ja annaksid end Jumalale
and would give yourself over to him.
Ja tõesti see tuleb nagu sinu südame igatsusest ja
it comes
sa tahad rohkem
that you want
ja sa tead, et tegelikult on veel rohkem olemas kui lihtsalt see, mis siin on.
Than what you see
ja kui sa igatsed, siis
Jumal
tõesti tuleb
it,
ja täidab sind oma vaimuga nii üleloomulikult, et sa isegi ei kujuta seda
so supernaturally that you can't even imagine.
See oli mu igatsus ja
so that was my
igatsus.
Desire and it still is. Thank you.
Pastor Ivo, would you just come forward too? I want to speak some words over her, but would you just come up here?
Pastor Ivo, kas sa tuleks ja lihtsalt räägiks Helina
we're,
üle, mida
we're
Jumal
not
annab.
Done yet, but
me
we're going to begin to minister as the God of revival calls us to. Does that sound good to
aga
everybody?
Me võtame nüüd kohe peagi ka palve aja, et Jumal saaks liikuda ja ilmutada end, sobib see teile?
Because the way that I met your pastor,
see viis, kuidas ma kohtasin teie pastorit,
is that he was a stranger on a bus.
Ta oli lihtsalt üks võõras bussis.
But God spoke to me.
Aga Jumal kõnetas mind.
And often when I'm prophesying over people,
ja sageli, kui ma profeteerin inimeste
I'm just
üle,
sitting and talking with them.
Lihtsalt istun ja räägin nendega.
And I'm talking with him and I knew that part of he was going to activate the calling of God in Pastor Ivo.
Ja kui ma rääkisin Ivoga, ma kogesin, kuidas Jumal nagu tahab aktiveerida.
And he was going to use Global Awakening Theological Seminary.
Oma kutsumist nagu temas ja kasutab ka kohaliku seminari.
So he told me he's been taking classes. Did you know that?
Ja siis Ivo ütles, et ta õpibki nii-öelda teoloogiat uue edasi veel. Teadsite
have you seen a fresh anointing even come
olete
upon your pastor?
Olete kogenud ka ühte värsket võidmist oma pastori
üle? Isn't that amazing?
Kas pole mitte ämmast?
And you set yourself aside to go into training, right?
Ja siis ta läks ka õppimas ja Trinity ülikooli.
And when we set ourselves apart for God,
kui meie eraldame ennast Jumala jaoks,
he's able to come upon us.
Siis ta saab tulla meie üle.
And this is a careful balance.
Ja see on nüüd seal peab olema väga niuke eluterve tasakaal.
It's not really about what we do.
Küsimus ei ole niivõrd selles, mida me teeme.
It's more about how we encounter God.
See on pigem selles, kuidas me kohtume
He
Jumalaga.
He tells us to do something.
Ja kui ta palub meil midagi teha.
And we obey.
Ja siis me kuuletume sellele.
Does that make sense?
Kas see on nagu loogiline?
Do you see how it's different?
Näed sa, kuidas see on erinev?
It's encountering the living God.
See tuleb esile läbi kohtumise elava Jumalaga ja astudes tema kutsumisse.
And he uses other people.
Ja Jumal kasutab teisi inimesi.
And he uses other people to anoint and impart things to us.
Ta kasutab teisi inimesi, et võida asju ja tuua asju esile me elus.
There's an anointing that we carry.
Me kanname endas ühte võidmist.
You see, I am here in Estonia today.
Ma olen täna siin Eestis.
Because God said to me,
sest Jumal ütles mulle,
we had pastored for 38 years.
Me oleme olnud pastorid kodus 38 aastat ja rajanud
large ministries.
Erinevaid kogudusi, meil on suured teenistused.
We had this beautiful campus.
Ja meil on üks imeilus
a worship center, conference center,
ülistus- ja konverentsikeskus.
God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
I want you to lay down pastoring.
Ma tahan, et sa nüüd lõpetaksid pastoriks
olemise. Now I want you to know that was not easy.
Teate, see polnud üldse lihtne.
I cried and I cried.
Ma nutsin lahinal.
I was sad.
Ma olin nii kurb.
But God had anointed me.
Aga Jumal oli võidnud mind.
When Randy Clark prayed for me.
Kui Randy Clark palvetas mulle.
I had an encounter with God that lasted about an hour.
Siis ma olin Jumala ees kuskil tund aega, üks eriline aeg temaga.
Where he said to me.
Kus Jumal ütles mulle.
I want you to go to nations where little girls have never heard the gospel preached by a woman.
Ma tahan, et sa läheks rahvaste sekka, kus väikse
tüdrukud. And he began to show me nations.
Pole kunagi näinud naist jutlustamas.
And, ja siis and truthfully, I began still at the time when you had to be tested for COVID before you got on a plane.
Ja ma tulin tookord, kui sa veel pidid saama testitud
COVID-osas. The planes were empty. People were afraid.
Korona ajal nii-öelda inimesed
and he said to me, I want you to stomp on fear.
Ja Jumal ütles,
I want you to travel right now.
I
want you to heal the sick, raise the dead, anoint my body to be my bride.
Tervendaks haigeid ja võiaks mu kogudust olema minu pruut.
That's why I'm here.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks ma olen siin.
I'm on an epic journey with the God of the ages.
See on üks minu niisugune eepiline teekond ajastute Jumalaga, ilmutuse Jumalaga,
that shows up publicly.
Kes ilmutab enda avalikult.
Do you understand?
Mõistate te?
Yes. So I am going to, out of obedience to God,
ja nüüd sõna kuulelikusest Jumalale,
begin to show up publicly.
Ma nüüd nii-öelda hakkan ka avalikult tegutsema.
And I'm going to pray and I'm going to prophesy and I'm going to do it publicly.
Ja ma palvetan, ma profeteerin tehes seda avalikult.
And the reason that prophecy is given,
ja põhjus, miks Jumal annab profetlikke sõnu,
is to encourage and edify and lift up.
On selleks, et julgustada, ehitada üles ja kinnitada.
And most of the time,
ja enamjaolt,
God may have been speaking to a person privately about
Jumal
something.
Jumal on juba milleski rääkinud
inimesele. Spoken publicly,
ja kui see siis avalikult,
a community can come around that person.
Nagu tuleb esile, siis kogukond võib koguneda inimesi
and celebrate
ümber.
A new manifestation in their lives.
Ja rõõmustada selle sõnumi kinnitusele.
Now that doesn't make that person perfect.
See ei tähenda, et see inimene on
or
täiuslik.
Or that you're going to walk things out perfectly.
Või, et kõik asjad laabuvad pärast täiuslikult.
It's more that they're coming into agreement with how God's created them to be.
Vaid see on pigem olla ühel meelel sellega, kuidas Jumal on nad loonud.
One more thing I want you to know before I begin to minister.
Ja enne kui ma hakkan nüüd teenima üks asi
and we begin to minister together. I want you to know.
Ma tahan, et te teaks.
That your DNA.
Et sinu DNA.
And my DNA.
Ja minu DNA.
Is 99% the same.
On 99% üks ja sama.
Did you know that?
Teadsid sa seda?
There's only 1% uniqueness.
On ainult 1% unikaalsus sinus.
That causes our fingerprints.
Ja see tuleb esile meie sõrmejälgedes.
And for us to show up with different colors of skin.
Ja see, kui meil on erinev nahavärv või juuksevärv või
mis iganes. Isn't that cool?
Kas pole äge?
Different nations.
Erinevad rahvad.
When we begin to show up in that 1% of how God's created us.
Kui aga meie nüüd nii-öelda ilmume välja ja tegutseme selle 1% põhjal, kuidas Jumal on meid loonud.
We begin to live publicly in Ephesians 3:20.
Efesuse kirjas on ka öeldud, et me teeme seda avalikult.
Which says far more than we can hope for or imagine.
Ja seal tuleb esile rohkem, kui me suudaks seales ette kujutada või arvata.
In other words, God has dream for your life.
Ehk Jumalal on üks uni
I am presently walking in a dream I didn't know he had for me.
Mina hetkel elan välja ühte unistust, mida ma ei teadnud, et tal on mu elu jaoks.
So it's not about our dreams.
Nii et küsimus ei ole meie unistustes.
It's about his dream.
Vaid tema unistustes.
And stepping into what he's doing.
Ja selle sisse astumises, mida Jumal on tegemas.
Do you understand?
Mõistate te?
Okay. Now just could I have a couple of men that are great catchers and they'll follow with me?
Paluda paar meessi ette, kes on tubli
come up with me right now. Okay. Okay, and I'm going to come down in a minute, but I want to do this up here on the platform with her, so come behind her. Yeah. Yeah. Could someone move this one? Also, I just a bit of teaching. Why am I having a catcher?
Nüüd, miks meil peab olema püüdja inimestega?
I have prayed for so many people.
Ma olen palvetanud nii paljude inimeste
where eest, people have fallen down or they've almost flown backwards.
Kus inimesed on kas kukkunud maha või peaaegu
and
nagu
sometimes
lennanud.
They'll shake. Sometimes they'll cry. Sometimes they might shake. Sometimes nothing happens.
Vahel ei juhtu mitte midagi väliselt.
But because I'm used to God publicly showing off.
Aga kuna ma olen harjunud sellega, et Jumal ilmutab end avalikult.
I just want to be safe,
siis
right?
Ma tahan, et kõik oleks turvaline.
So it's not to create a show.
Nii et see ei ole mingi show tegemine, vaid see on pigem turvalisuse tagamine.
But God does like to show off.
Aga Jumalale meeldib ka nii-öelda eputada
he
või
like
nagu
heal.
Näidata, mida ta suudab ja talle meeldib
right?
ka tervendada.
That's part of what God does.
See on osa sellest, mida Jumal okay. teeb.
Helena.
Helena.
What does your name mean?
Mis su nimi tähendab?
Not exactly.
Okay, we'll look up your name.
Vaata, mida su nimi tähendab. Kodus minne suuri, mis su nimi tähendab.
When I heard your name,
kui ma kuulsin su nime,
I heard that God's marked you with revival.
Ma kuulsin, kuidas Jumal on häälestanud
sin tärkamise
jaoks. It's
not just something that your pastor said.
See ei ole midagi, mida su
pastor ütleb.
Aga see on, mida Jumal on siin seadnud nagu tegema või
here's
tooma.
Part of what people don't understand.
Aga üks osa, mida inimesed ei mõista.
Is that often when you're marked with something.
Et sageli, kui sa oled nagu märgistatud millekski.
It doesn't mean that there's not suffering.
See ei tähenda, et seal pole mingeid kannatusi.
In fact, there's often private suffering.
Muide sageli see toob kaasa isikliku
because
kannatust
when God begins to show up and be public in
sest kui Jumal hakkab tegutsema avalikult
then
meilus,
the enemy tries to show up
siis hingevaelane
with jealousy,
püüab tulla kadetusega,
rejection,
hülgamisega,
criticism.
Ja kriitikaga.
You understand what I'm saying, right? So what the enemy is trying to do
seega, mida hingevaelane püüab
is
teha,
he's trying to silence you before you speak.
Ta püüab sind vaigistada veel enne, kui sa hakkadki rääkima.
The enemy tries to steal your
Saatan
voice.
Saatan püüab varastada su hääle.
So you have an experience, you've experienced an increase of that warfare.
Ja sa oled juba kogenud, kuidas see sõjapidamine on olnud suurem kui eales varem.
And it's caused a quiet suffering
ja see on põhjustanud niukseid seesmisi kannatusi.
I can see it in your tears.
Ma näen seda su pisarais.
The first thing I'd like to do
esimene
is
asi, mis ma tahan teha.
Lord, I pray that you would anoint
Jumal,
her heart
palun, et sa võiaks ta südant,
and that Lord every form of rejection
ja,
would be broken.
Ja mis igames hülgamine on olnud, las see kaduda.
And in fact, Lord, as you have anointed me as someone that climbs over walls of rejection,
ja kui sina oled võidnud mind olema see, kes ronib üle hüljatuse müüride, siis ma palun, et ka Helena roniks üle oma hüljatuse müüride.
And even when people would try to reject
ja kui inimesed ka püüavad hüljata teda,
that you, God, would make
sina,
enemies
Jumal,
friends.
Muudad tema vaenlased tema sõpradeks.
And I believe that God's going to begin to call you ja, out into the street.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal kutsub sind välja tänavatele.
I believe he's going to anoint you to begin to minister to people that are unbelievers.
Hakkama teenima uskmatuid, kõnetama neid.
And some of them are, you know, they're spiritual.
Ja osad neist on nagu väga vaimulikud.
They just don't know Jesus.
Aga nad lihtsalt ei tunne Jeesust.
They're seeking healing.
Nad otsivad tervenemist.
They believe in the supernatural.
Nad usuvad üle loomulikku.
So God anoint
Jumal
her with wisdom, prophetic wisdom.
Ühe prohvetliku
Lord, I pray that there'd be an increase of signs and wonders,
ja tänu, et ime, et
in particular gifts of knowledge and prophecy.
Ja anna talle ka prohvetliku
and I pray that you, and I see you with a sword in your hands,
ja ma näen su käes mõõka,
and it's a sword to divide.
Ja see on mõõk, mis lööb lahku.
And it's to divide between those things, those in particular spirits of familiar spirit.
Mis eristab ära, mis on õige ja vale
vaim. It's an anointing of deliverance.
See on üks suuke vabastusvõitmine.
Inner healing, deliverance.
Seismise tervenemise
võitmine. And impartation.
Ja ülekande.
Oh Lord, increase God, just the fire of God, let it begin to come upon her.
Jumala tuli, tule tema üle.
Fire for the nations, God. I pray that it would begin to burn in her, God. Fire of revival and intercession. Lord, I pray that it would begin to burn and that she would be a fire carrier.
Ja ta kannab seda
tuld. Lord, I pray, just like David said, that she would become even more undignified than this. I break the fear of man off of you, and I pray that the fear of the living God would begin to come upon you. Lord, I pray for the fire of God to begin to put a holy boldness in her. I pray, God, that she would be anointed to prophesy over strangers, that she'd be anointed to pray over places that are spiritual but not holy. I pray that she would break off powers of the enemy.
Jesus' name.
Pastor Ivo, do you want to add to this? I just want to, this moment for Helena, is there anything you want to add?
Kas sa tahad lisada midagi, Pastor Ivo?
Isa, me täname Helina eest, me õnnistame teda
Jeesus. Püha
vaim tuli, tulgu sinule Jeesuse nimel just nüüd. Voolaku Jeesuse nimel,
Issa,
me pühitseme selle, mis sai asetatud tema sisse selle aasta jooksul. Ja lasse olla kaitstud, hoitud, need visioonid, need kohtumised Jumalaga kanduda ela edasi sellesse paika kogudusse Eesti maale Jeesuse nimeles voolata see, mis sa oled õppinud, mis sa oled ammutanud, omandanud. Sa voolata kui elava vee jõe allikas puhtalt edasi astjatesse, inimestesse, eludesse, kogukondesse. Kondadesse Jeesuse Kristuse nimelesse voolata issand. Issa, me täname selle erilise eesõiguse eest olla issanda poolt kasutatud, asetada oma elu kutsumise kätte rüppe, issand, tänu sulle, et sa austad seda otsust ja paljundad seda, mis sina tema siis on panud üle koguduse Jeesu nimelasse voolata, käed, kelle peale ta paneb, siis saavad terveks, vabaks, ülekanded toimuvad Jeesu nimel ja issand ütleb, ära vaata enda peale, ära vaata sellele, kes sa oled, ära vaata selle peale, et sa oled naistaravas, ära vaata asjade peale, mis sa mõtled, et mina olen või ei ole, issand ütleb, ma olen kutsud, ma olen valinud, ma tahan tervendada läbi sinu haavasid, hingesid, füüsilisi haavasid Jeesuse nimel. Ma tahan teha sinu läbi asju, mille peale inimesed mõtlevad, mis võib temast tulla ja mis võib tema läbi sündida. Aga issand ütleb, selle mina, kes teen läbi sinu, mina valin need, keda ma tahan ja otsustan, et teha issanda suuri asju. Ole julge teha, et ma olen sinuga, ma olen sinu taga, ma olen siin kutsun, ma olen siin asetanud, ma panen siin liikuma kõrgetele teedele ja teen läbi sinu imesid, mida keegi ei usu ega arva ega oota, aga selle on issand mina, sest ma tahan, et minu nimi on suur, minu nimi on vägev ja minu nimi saab olema inimeste huulil. Inimesed saavad ütlema, see on ainult Jumal ja see ongi Jumal sinu eesmärk. Aitäh sulle Jeesus.
In Jesus' name, everyone said,
ja kõik ütlesid,
amen.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Kas sa olete nõus?
Amen.
Amen.
A couple more individual prophecies.
Veel paar.
Beautiful black woman, would you just come and just stand here? You are so gorgeous.
Te olete nii imeilus.
How long have you been here
kui
at this church?
Te siin koguduses käinud?
9 years. And what nation do you come from?
Eestis 9 aastat ja tuleb Nigeerias.
My intercessors are from Nigeria.
Minu
I know that I'm headed to Nigeria. You are a mama of prayer.
Te olete üks palve ema, palve naine.
There is an anointing of prayer upon you.
Ja palve võidmine on teie üle.
And there is an understanding that you have about demonic oppression.
Ja teil on üks arusaamine teemolikust
ruumises. And the need to pray against those strongholds.
Ja te palvetate nende sidumiste vastu.
In some ways, the heaviness of the world's been weighing on you.
Ja teatud mõttes maailma raskus on rõhunud nagu
ka teid. The heaviness of who you're praying for.
See raskus ka nende pärast, kelle eest te palvetate.
Is that correct?
Kas on nii?
Yeah. So Lord, I pray that
Jumal,
you just
palun,
break heaviness off.
Et see raskus kaoks tema õlgadelt.
And God, I ask for
Jumal,
a fresh anointing of the
ühte
Holy Spirit.
Võidmist tema
I pray, God, that you would begin
Jumal,
to
palun,
anoint her as a mother of intercession
in teda, prayer.
Lord, I pray for encouragement
Jumal,
that it would come.
Julgustus, et see
Lord,
tuleks.
I pray that it would begin to show on her face.
Jumal, ma palun, et see
that the joy
palun,
of the Holy Spirit would be
rõõm,
released in her afresh. God. That there'd be a new joy, God.
Ja üks uus rõõm,
and Lord, I pray for that anointing,
ja Jumal,
God.
Palun selle
I believe there's an anointing. You're a minister of reconciliation.
Ma usun, et teil on võim,
you are a bridge builder. And so, Lord,
tehnitaja.
I pray that she would be anointed,
ja Jumal, ma palun,
God.
Et ta oleks
there are people
võitud.
She's called to reach, and
teid
I pray, God, that she would go
palun,
out
Jumal,
and that she'd reach
välja,
them. I see you going into homes
näen,
in particular. Lord, bring to mind right now
Jumal,
people that she's to witness
inimesed,
to pray for
tunnistama,
and that you're a mama of prayer.
Palve,
do you know that everyone will receive prayer? Unbelievers receive prayer. So anoint her, God, as a mama of prayer. Let that evangelism of prayer begin to move mountains. In Jesus' name, everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I want to give a particular call. And there is probably going to be quite a few of you, so you're just going to come forward.
Ja nüüd üsna varsti me palvetan enamate inimeste eest, saate tulla siia ette.
When I began speaking and talking about this is Pentecost Sunday and that God is a God of revival.
Kui ma ütlesin teenistuse alguses, et täna on nelipüha pühapäev
Something
Jumal
left
on
in your
heart. Jumal, siis midagi nagu süttis su südames.
Because this is a church born in revival.
Sest et see kogudus on ka sündinud ärkamise aegadel.
This is a nation born in revival.
See rahvas on sündinud
ärkamise
aegades.
One is independent.
Eesti sai oma iseseisvuse tagasi.
Of hymns.
Läbi erinevate nagu laulude laulmise.
So without war, you won independence.
Nii et ilma sõjata,
you won freedom.
Te võitsite vabaduse.
And even though it may be a nation that so far there's just 2 or 3% Christian,
ja kuigi eestlaste seas on võib-olla ainult 2%
kristlasi, this nation is marked for revival.
On mõeldud ja märgistatud
and that the freedom and deliverance for this nation,
ja vabadus ja
the nation of Estonia,
selle rahva jaoks,
is for the revival of God.
On mõeldud, et Jumal ärkamine saaks tulla. Ja see kogudus
was born in revival,
on sündinud ärkamises.
Planted other churches in revival,
ja rajanud teisi kogudusi ärkamises.
And now needs a fresh manifestation
ja nüüd
of revival.
On vaja ühte värsket esile tulekut.
So if you know that God has called you to revival,
nii kui sa tead, et Jumal on kutsunud sind ärkamise
that
jaoks,
you want a fresh anointing as a revival.
Ja sa vajad ühte värsket võidmist selle ärkamise jaoks.
That you want God to show up publicly through you.
Ja sa tahad, et Jumal ilmutaks end avalikult läbi sinu.
Would you just as they lead you begin to come up here?
Siis ma palun, et sa tuleksid siia ette.
And come up with a heart to receive.
Ja tule ühe südamega, mis igatseb saada. Lihtsalt tulge julgelt siia ette.
Holy Spirit, we ask you to begin to come.
Püha vaim, tänu sulle, et sa teed oma tööd.
Holy Spirit, we pray.
Püha vaim, me palume.
And some of you are beginning to feel just even it's like the thickness, the weightiness of God.
Ja osad sa nagu võib-olla koged nagu seda Jumala nagu raskust või te osad tunnete nagu kuidas see on
teile.
Jumal tahab ilmutada end avalikult.
Some of you, your hands are feeling hot.
Osad teie käed tunnevad, et on nagu kuumus täis.
Some of you are feeling those things.
Osad teist kogevad neid asju.
But even if you're not feeling a physical manifestation,
aga isegi kui sa ei koge füüsiliselt midagi,
it doesn't mean
siis see ei tähenda,
that God doesn't want to show up powerfully in your life.
Jumal ei tahaks ilmuda võimselt sinu elu läbi.
I'm remembering something that pastor said earlier in prayer time.
Ma mäletan midagi, mul tuli meelde, mida pastor ütles palve ajal täna
varem. And I'm going to give this call simultaneously.
Ja ma nüüd citeerin seda nagu.
And it may be those that are up front, you may also be back.
Ja see võib puudutada neid, kes on siin ees või võib-olla oled sa ka seal tagapool.
But pastor gave a call of repentance.
Aga pastor esitas üleskutse meele parandusele.
And sometimes we know that we have held back the calling of God.
Ja vahel me teame, et me oleme ise hoidnud tagasi Jumala kutse täitumas.
In our own lives,
oma enda eludes.
We've allowed a fear of man,
me oleme lasnud
or fear of rejection,
inimeste kartusel
or,
või hüljatusel.
Sometimes it's imposter syndrome.
Vahel see on nagu kas sükkane mingi teatud sündroom.
Sometimes it's just doubt.
Vahel see on hirm või
But
kahtus.
As I'm speaking, you know,
aga
that you've not fully allowed God to show up publicly through you in the gifts of the Holy
Aga sa tead, et sa ei ole lasnud Jumalal avalikult kasutada enda tema andidel tulla
esine. So, if that's you, wherever you are in the room,
nii, kus iganes sa ka saalis praegu oled,
if you are
sina,
able to physically,
kui sa füüsiliselt saad,
I want you to kneel down as a sign of repentance.
Siis ma tahan, et sa kummarduks põlvili maha nagu meeleparanduse märgiks,
Just
kui vähegi võimalik.
Just begin to do that wherever you
kus
are.
Kus iganes sa oled tee seda, kui sa tunned, et sa oled sina, et sa oled hoidnud tagasi Jumal, et tema pole saanud sündida.
Anna, on behalf of the church, would you lead in a prayer of repentance? Just do it in Estonian.
Ja me lihtsalt teeme ühe meeleparanduse palve siin. Isa, Tänu sulle, et sina oled armuline Jumal. Ja Jumal, tänu, et sina ei viska meid üle parda esimese eksimuse või mööda laskmise peale. Aga Jumal, täna hommikul me oleme siin ja me palume andeks. Me palume andeks oma uskmatuse, me palume andeks oma ebakindluse, oma hirmud, oma kahtlused, et me ei ole julgenud astuda selle sisse, mida me teame, milleks sina oled meid kutsunud. Jumal, anna meile andeks, et me oleme vaadanud rohkem ise enda kui sinu peale. Et me oleme mõelnud, et ma ei ole selline ja tollene ja ma ei saa hakkama ja ma ei ole väärt. Või mõelnud veelgi enam, mida teised meist arvavad. Isa, täna hommikul me paneme selle kõik maha sinu ette ja palume andeks. Ja ütleme, isa, siin me oleme. Kasuta meid. Kasuta meid, las sinu parim tahe sündida meie elus ja meie elude kaudu. Jumal, kasuta meid nõnda, nagu sina seda kõige paremal moel saad ja tahad teha, sest sinu mõtted ja plaanid meie elude suhtes on kõige paremad mõtted ja plaanid, et anda meile tuleviku ja lootust ja Jumal, nõnda, nagu sina andsid ise enda, sa tahad, et ka meie annaksime ise ennast, et me ei elaks isekalt ise endale, aga me tõesti elaksime välja sinu kutset ja plaani oma elude kaudu. Issand, tänu sulle, et sa annad uue võimaluse, tänu, et sa pole meid maha kannud. Ja me palume, et sa kasutaks meid võimsalt oma nime auks, Jeesuse nimel. Ja isa, me otsustame tänasest alates hoidama pilgu sinu peal. Mitte hingevaelase valedel, mitte hirmudel ja kahtlustel, aga sinu peal, kes sa toimetad kõik hästi. Jeesuse nimel. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we just declare
ja Jumal, me kuulutame just
that
praegu,
if you confess your sins,
et kui meie tunnistame oma patud,
he's faithful, he's just,
siis sina oled ustav ja õige,
to forgive us of our sins,
ja andestad meile meie patud,
and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness,
ja kõik meie üleastumised.
So God, we pray,
Isa, me palume praegu,
Lord, we pray, God,
me palume praegu,
in particular over these that have said, I want, Lord, to no longer
eriti
hold
need,
back,
kes on hoidnud tagasi,
that
aga ei
God,
taha
I want to show up publicly,
Isand, et sa
that you publicly would begin to move through
Jumal,
me.
Et sa annaksid
God,
meile
I
läbi
pray
murdeid.
That you would release on this church
Jumal,
an anointing of evangelism,
täna,
God.
Sa vabastad ühe evangelismi
I pray, God, for a boldness,
Jumal,
God,
ma palun julgust.
To begin to come upon. God, that there'd be a boldness, And Lord, release words of knowledge.
Jumal, vabasta tarkuse ja tunnetuse sõnad.
Begin to release prophecy.
Hakka vabastama prophetlik ande.
And Lord, release anointing to pray.
Jumal, vabasta võid, mis palvetada.
You are a Mary.
Sina oled täiega Maaria.
You've been marked with a Mary heart.
Märgistatud
kui Maaria südamega. And Jesus wants you to know you've chosen the greater part. And that ministry of intercession is a ministry.
Ja eestpalve teenistus on ka
teenistus. Reese Howells was an intercessor. And most of it was done in private, and then God would show up in public.
Ja enamus ta teenistus.
So Lord, I pray for an anointing for prayer, God. Ministry to you, God.
Issand, tänu sulle, et sina teenid ja aitad.
And Father, I thank you for this great man, God, that has believed you for revival. And Lord, he's standing like Simeon and said, Lord, don't take me until I see the revival come to Estonia. Those things that you have promised this church, God, those things that you have promised to the fathers of this church, anointing, God, anointing as a father of revival, God. Father, I pray, Lord, you say that you restore the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons of the fathers.
Südamed, poegade poole ja poegade omad isade poole. Tänu, et sa annad värsket võidmist.
That you would just begin to minister to hearts, God.
Kõnetad ja puudutad südamed.
Anoint
God. Anoint this man.
In particular, I just pray in a fresh way. Inner holiness and outer power, God. Inner holiness, outer power. Not out of performance, but Lord, out of the man. Manifestation of the Holy Spirit in his life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to come back. I'm just going to mark a couple of these. Lord, I ask you, God. Lord, I pray that you would mark these. Mark them with revival, God. Lord, let the new generation of this church be called revivalist. Lord, I call forth a revival with young adults in this church. I ask you, God, to raise up leaders of revival. And I see you in coffee shops. Lord, I pray that you would show up publicly. Lord, I pray that they would begin to, Lord, to strangers, just have
Jumal,
great courage, Lord,
julgust,
words of knowledge,
juhu,
words of wisdom.
Sõnu.
Thank you, God. Thank
tänu
you,
issand.
Thank you.
Tänu,
oh, God, you're so
issand,
wonderful. It's so wonderful. I'm going to come back. I'm just making my way. Lord, over these gals.
Issand, nende naiste üle,
Lord, anoint them.
Üle,
Lord, anoint them. Anoint them. God, I pray for a powerful anointing to begin to come upon them. God, I thank you that repentance always paves the way for revival. And Lord, it's a gift of repentance when we weep before you, God. And Lord, I pray in particular a baptism of love. I believe that some of you that were called to repentance is because he's anointing you to love. He's anointing you to love the unlovable. It's a baptism of love. Lord, I pray that that universal language of love would begin to come upon this church. And Lord, and you carry it over this one. You're going to have to translate, I'm sorry. Lord, you carry it over Anne Lee. You
want to translate?
Lord, I thank you that she carries a baptism of love for this congregation. That, Lord, you've marked her with love. You've marked her with love. And there's things that you've been desiring for this church. And the Lord wants you to know it comes through you. Stop looking for someone else, it's you.
Stop looking for someone else, it's you.
Lord, you have given her
a love.
A love for the body of Christ. So, Lord, birth love, God.
A birth love,
acceptance,
Lord,
seeing the quiet things, the unnoticed things.
Lord,
I pray over Anneli the anointing of Acts 2:47 that there would be, revival would be known in the breaking of bread from house to house. The conversations. Lord, I pray that you would anoint her as healing. That she would bring anointing. And Lord, everything that the enemy has tried to do,
Lord,
darkness, depression, all of that,
Lord,
pray for the joy of the Lord to begin to just go through her, God. Lord, that she would wake up with so much joy and excitement just to be with you. Lord, thank you that this is her family, God.
Lord,
more.
Issand rohkem.
More.
Rohkem.
Let more.
Rohkem.
Oh. Oh. Shabatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat going to carry revival that's like soaking.
Sa saad kandma ärkamist, mis on nagu sisse imev.
People are going to learn that they can just be in God's presence.
Inimesed õpivad Jumal ligiolus olema.
When people come around you, performance will be broken.
Ja kui inimesed tulevad su ligi, siis nende teater või esinemine murdub.
And people will feel safe to just be themselves.
Tunnevad ennast endana sinu keskel, sinu
Thank
lähedal.
You God for that
Tähnus
healing anointing.
Terveneva võidmise eest tema sees.
In Jesus
Jeesuse
name.
Nimel.
Does the whole body say yes and amen?
Ja kogudus võib kinnitada jah ja amen seda.
Amen. Amen. Is this okay if I continue, Pastor? Yes. Lord, I thank you. Oh, girl.
Isema, tänan sind.
You are saucy.
Oled sina alles üks pehmeke.
Are you saucy?
Pehmeke.
You know what? God loves just how you are.
Jumalale meeldib see, milline sa oled.
In fact, sometimes you felt like you had to fit in.
Vahel sa oled tunnud, et sa pead kuhugi sobituma ja olema keegi.
And the Lord is saying over you today, you can stand out.
Aga Jumal ütleb, sa võid tulla esile, nagu sa oled.
You don't have to fit into any box.
Sa ei pea ennast sobituma kuhugi karpi. Ole sina ise.
And Lord, I pray that there'd be a fearless devotion that would begin to come upon her.
Jumal, ma palun.
A fearless devotion that she would not be worried about anyone or what they think.
Mitte kellegega millegi pärast.
Lord, I pray.
Jumal, ma palun.
I pray. This is some. How old are you, young man? Too old? It doesn't mean that you can't have a young heart.
See ei tähenda, et sul või olla noor süda.
Does that make sense?
Kas see on nagu mõistetav?
So Lord, I pray that you
Jumal,
would begin
palun,
to do things.
Et sa hakkaks tegema
asju. And you know it's a lie that you're too old. You're exactly
see on
the right
vale, et sa oled liiga vana. Sa oled just õige vana. Mina olen muidu 61.
I'm planning to live till 100.
Ja ma plaanin 100-ni välja panna.
So God, I pray.
Jumal, ma palun.
That this man would take a stand for
see
righteousness.
Mees võtaks nagu sammud edasi pühenduda sulle.
Üks värskärkamine
tuleks tema üle ja tema läbi.
That the things that he's prayed
et
for
asjad, mille pärast ta on palvetanud, et need hakkaks sündima.
Have you ever felt like Thomas?
Oled sa kunagi end kuulnud, tundnud nagu uskmatu Toomasena, et vahel sa usud ja vahel on raske uskuda?
You ever felt like
oled sa vahel kunagi kogenud nii?
Yeah. God's going to show up.
Jumal ilmutab end sulle.
And it may not be one thing.
Ja see ei pruugi olla ainult üks asi.
But there's going to be this quiet knowledge.
Aga see on üks suuke kindel seismine teadmine.
That he's the God who he says he is.
Et ta on Jumal, kelle ta väidab end olevat.
And what it's going to do is it's going to begin to drive out doubt.
Ja see hakkab tõrjuma ära kõikisi kahtlusi. Ja
see
koged ühte kindlat usku.
And by the way,
ja muide,
for God to show up publicly
selleks,
through you,
et Jumal saaks sinu läbi ilmuda avalikult,
you don't have to be loud.
Sa ei pea olema lärmakas või kõva äälega või esile tükki.
In fact, sometimes it's an anointing of service.
Muide, vahel see tuleb just läbi teenimise, praktilise tegutsemise.
And nobody sees what you're doing.
Keegi isegi ei näe, mida sa teed.
But God's showing up.
Aga Jumal ilmub läbi
Does
sinu.
Does that make sense to
On
you?
See mõistetav.
Yeah.
tore.
So God anoint.
Isa võia teda. Võia teda.
Acts of service, acts of ministry, God.
Thank
you, God.
Tänu issand.
Father, I pray for fresh anointing
Jumal, ma palun ühte
in leadership and administration.
Nii juhtimises kui
administratiivtöös. Lord, I pray that she would be a woman that leads
tänu,
and would be anointed. Lord, I pray that you would continue to give her favor
tänu,
in the marketplace. Do you work? What do you do? Wonderful.
Erivajadustega lastega lihtsalt
so Lord, I pray that these
Jumal,
children
palun,
would become giants in the kingdom and that she would train them to be leaders
ja õpetab, neid olema
that she
juhid,
would train them to equip and to lead
neid
Lord, I pray and I see you Jumal, ja I see you teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit
ma näen sind õpetamas püha
and beginning
andides.
To activate the kids in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Does that witness with your heart?
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing. Oh, God, let revival begin to come. Lord, thank you for the fire of revival. Lord, thank you that this gal has been marked for revival. Lord, things that she sees in other nations. Lord, I pray that the nation of Estonia
Jumal,
palun, would see this, rahvas. God. Lord, begin to anoint her, God.
Jumal, võia teda.
Anoint her as a worshiping warrior,
teda,
God. Anoint
sõdalast,
her as a worshiping warrior that she would
sõdalast,
worship you. Thank you, God.
Tänu sulle, issand.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you heal every form of trauma.
Tervendad ja
Lord, you just
traumas.
Are so good
sa oled nii hea.
That you heal.
Tänu, et sa tervendad.
Lord, thank you.
Tänu,
thank you for your healing.
Su tervendava väest.
Do you know that those that go through trauma
tead,
become
need,
the best healers of others?
Läbi raskuste ja traumate on parimad teiste abistajad.
He turns trauma and tragedy
sest
into the power of healing.
Trauma ja tragöödia väeks ja tervenemiseks.
So Lord, I thank you for the empathy
Jumal,
that this beautiful woman has.
Selle kauni
and that you would turn trauma and
tänu,
tragedy into transformation of hearts, God. Thank you, God.
Tänu, issand.
And I hear God saying,
ja kuulen Jumalat ütlemas,
it's almost, here's what I see. He's like a bridegroom and he's lifting up
Jumal
your
on,
head.
Jumal on kui peidmeis, et ta tõstab su pea kui üles, et ta vaata üles. Vaata üles. Mina olen sinu kõige kallim. Jumal, ma palun te värske kohtumis sinuga.
Thank you, God.
Tänu, issand.
Thank you for your anointing.
Tänu su võidmises.
Thank you for your impartation.
Tänu su ülekannetes.
Thank you. Lord, I ask for more.
Jumal, ma palun rohkemat.
God says that you can ask.
Jumal ütleb, sa võid mind
you can
paluda.
Ask for more.
Sa võid paluda rohkemat.
Ask.
Palu.
And I break disappointment off of you in Jesus' name. Every form of disappointment. Because God doesn't disappoint. People disappoint, but God doesn't. Lord, begin to release
Jumal,
a gift of faith
vabastama,
in her. In my hands right here. So, Lord, begin to release
vabasta,
it, God.
Vabasta,
Lord, you birth things in the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And release, Lord,
ja
an anointing, God.
Oma võidmise läbi.
An anointing of hope.
Ja üks lootuse võidmine.
I believe he's going to begin to birth hope
usun,
in you
Jumal
and through you.
Sinu sees
hope
sinu
is
kaudu.
Huge.
Lootus on
in the
tohutult oluline Jumala riigis.
Thank you, God.
Tänu, issand.
Thank you.
Tänu, issand.
Thank you for this mother.
Tänu sulle selle ema ees.
Lord, there's so much prophetic wisdom
issand,
kui palju
prohvetlikku tarkus selles naises.
Lord, I pray for an increase
Jumal,
of wisdom from heaven.
Tarkuse, taevaliku tarkuse kasvu, Jumala tarkuse kasvu. Tarkus, mis kasvab.
I pray, God,
Jumal,
for
palun,
increase in terms of strategy and wisdom.
Strateegia ja tarkus tuleks rohkem esile.
And he's doing a miracle in that he's wanting you to know you don't even have to say all the things that you know in your heart.
Ja Jumal ütleb, sa ei pea isegi ütlema kõik
it's like
asju välja, mida sa südames kannad. Ja sa
and you're
going to
see them manifest.
Ja siis sa näed, kuidas need tulevad esile.
Because sometimes we don't realize
mõista,
how how much prayer
kui palju palved,
is a part of God showing up.
Kui palju palveid Jumal toob esile.
I do this thing sometimes where I think I have to say something.
Mul on tunne, et ma pean kangesti palju ütlema Jumalale ja tegelikult ei pea.
Does that make sense?
On see mõistetav.
It's like, and then I just begin to see what I prayed about.
Nägema, mille eest ma olen palvetanud.
And I believe it's like you're carrying wisdom.
Et sa kannad endas
tarkust. But Lord, again, Lord, you're wanting to do something in this church where, Lord, things are birthed in the place of prayer.
Palvest lähtuvalt.
And I release over this congregation, Lord, words of gratitude, words of affirmation, words of gratefulness. Lord, I pray that this would be a church that speaks so positively. Every form of attack of criticism, we break it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray the prophetic wisdom, Lord, would be anointed on this church. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing. You are so beautiful. Oh, you are so gorgeous. Do you know that the beauty is a reflection of God?
Tead, et ilu on ka peegeldus Jumalast.
God loves beautiful things.
Jumalale meeldivad ilusad
asjad. He creates beauty.
Ja tema loob ilu.
Fresh anointing.
Värske võidmine.
Lord, I pray for your presence Jumal, to begin palun, to enfold her with your love, God.
Hakkaks kujundama that you ja täitma
yes,
teda.
God, more
rohkem,
God,
issand,
more
rohkem,
of your power and your presence,
su väge ja
God, more God of your fire,
rohkem,
God,
su tuld,
begin
issand,
to release in her a fresh anointing, Lord, we ask you for revival among the youth, God. Lord, you've done it in past generations. Would you do it again, God? Anointing, God. Anointing. Thank you, baptism of love. Lord,
a
love. It's a baptism of love that's coming on you. Lord, release the baptism of love, God. A love, God. Thank you for the healing of God. Thank you for the healing of God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, that you are so good, God. Oh, God. God says yes.
Jumal ütleb ja.
There's things that you've been praying for.
On asju, mille pärast sa oled palvetanud.
Corinthians 1:20.
Korintuse kirjas on öeldud.
He says yes in heaven.
Ta ütleb jah taevas.
And you say the amen.
Ja sina ütled aamen.
So Lord, those things she's praying for, her family members, Lord, I pray that there'd be fresh hope in her heart that you're going to do it because you're so wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Mark for revival, God. Mark for revival. Mark for revival. You're going to go after people that others might not notice, and you're going to begin to see them. I see you pursuing people and building friendships. Friendships is a gift from God. Lord, release that anointing, God. Let there be a greater expectation of you showing up in the world. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing, freshness of God, Lord. Lord, release prophecy in
Vabasta
this place, God. Lord, a belief in signs, wonders,
ja
and miracles. And Lord, oh my goodness, everything this woman has prayed for. It's a lot, Lord. She's asking for a lot. And Lord, I come into agreement with these prayers. Lord, for this church to be a church of revival, God. Thank you, God, for this Anna that waits at the table, at the temple to see.
Nagu Anna, kes ootas templis, et näha sinu
ilmumist.
Las see kõik sündida, mis ta on palunud. Tänu sulle, Issand.
Thank you, God, for love, wholeness, fruit of the Holy Spirit.
ja püha vaimu viljades,
iseloomu väärikuse,
püsivuse.
I pray
ma palun,
that you would shine from the inside
et sa säraks seest poolt välja poole.
People would know that you know Jesus.
Et inimesed näevad ja teavad, et sa tunned Jeesust.
In particular, I pray for fresh boldness.
Ja ma palun ühte värsket julgust.
Not just to show up and be present,
but
to say the words that need to be said.
Välja asju, mida on vaja öelda.
Touch her with a coal
of fire.
Let there be an anointing that begins to come, that breaks
tulla,
every yoke of oppression.
Ja
let that anointing come,
tulla,
that anointing from you.
Thank
you, God. Thank you for the things that you're going to do.
Mida sina saad
Lord,
tegema.
I pray that she would
palun,
ask you for impossible things.
Palunud sult
because
asju,
you are the God
aga
of the impossible.
Oledki võimatuste Jumal,
and that she would believe
ja tänu,
you.
Et ta saab uskuda sinusse.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
I am taking too long, but you know God's here.
Mul läheb paua yeah. aega, aga Jumal on yeah. siin.
Here is a guy who would maybe like to receive Jesus.
Oh! I'd love it if you received
See oleks küll tore kui te võtaks Jeesuse vastu.
Helena?
Helena.
Would you come? And this young man over here.
Hans tules aga.
I'm going to come back and pray for you.
Ma tulen hiljem tagasi ja palvetan teie eest, aga nemad aitavad juhivad teid pääste palvele. Et juhtiga see noormes ja palvetage ta eest.
Thank you. You want to receive fresh fire?
Tahad värsket tuld?
I pray for fresh fire.
Ma palun ühte värsket tuld, püha vaimu tuld.
I pray that every form of fear would be broken.
Ma palun, et igasugune irm saaks murtud.
And that there'd be so much
ja et oleks
of
nii...
a faith that would begin to come. In particular, I think he's going to touch your mindset.
Ma usun, et Jumal eriti puudutab su meeli
ja mõtteid. And the battle sometimes is in the mind.
Vahesel, et lahingud käivad mõtete tasandil. Jumal võia teda, anna talle mõtteid ja ootusi ja lootust.
Thank you,
mis on sinust.
Thank you, God.
Tänu, Issand.
Thank you, God. Anoint this man. Lord, anoint him. Anoint him with a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. A fresh fire of expectancy, God. Lord, I pray that you would anoint him to begin to move in the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, he's been taught it. So, Lord, release the words of knowledge. They're for the marketplace. They're for business. They're for education. So, Lord, I pray that he'd begin to prophesy over strangers, God. That he'd have words of knowledge and people. Lord, would be moved through that. Increase, God. Increase the anointing of the Lord on this
Jeesuse nimel.
Lord, I ask you.
Issa, ma palun.
God's breaking off that pain.
Issa, murrab selle valu ära.
And he's turning your pain into
ja ta
purpose.
Pöörab su valu rõõmuks.
He wants you to know that
ta tahab,
even the most painful
teaks,
things, he's turning it into purpose. And so, Lord, I just come into agreement that the purposes
ja
of God will be fulfilled in this man. Thank you, God, that you heal the brokenhearted and you anoint them for healing.
Ja
so, Lord, anoint him as a healer of hearts, God. And the Lord wants you to know you ain't seen anything yet. That you've known pain, but you're going to know purpose. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Holy boldness.
Püha julgust.
Holy boldness to preach the gospel. I speak this over this group right now.
Just
look at me, every one of you.
Vaadake kõik, kes te veel siin ees olete.
I speak a commissioning of holy boldness to speak and preach the gospel.
Rääkida ja kuulutada evangeeliumi.
And to do it in who you are and how you're made.
Ja teha seda selliselt, nagu teie olete ja kuidas teid on loodud.
Do it in who you are.
Tehke seda sellisena, nagu teie olete.
Lord, I thank you that they're going to show up publicly. That they can hear the Holy Spirit, that they can step into their calling, God. Lord, again, I cry out for a youth revival, God. If that is so much on your heart, release fresh fire right now in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Here.
Don't hold back.
God,
I pray fire of God begin to fall upon her in increased measure, God. Fire and anointing, God. That you would release her. And Lord, we break the fear of man in Jesus' name. Let the fear of God begin to come. God, I thank you for this man. I speak holiness. I speak righteousness, character. And Lord, that he'd walk not only in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that he would begin to see the things that you have called him to. Thank you, God. I thank you for this man. I pray, God, that there be new joy. You've known sorrow. I pray for the joy of gladness. I pray that you could hope for more things. I pray that you could step into Ephesians 3:20, the far more than you hope for or imagine. And in this nation, and others should hear this, in this nation, part of the demonic spirit is to try and push you down and not become the fullness of who you're called to be. So it's like this ceiling that sits. Do you understand what I mean? Just, if it's a man-made ceiling, it can't hold you. Because God doesn't limit or push down. And Father, I pray over this man that he not only believe for himself, but he'd believe for others. That's the mark of a father or a mother, is that they believe even more for spiritual children. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, your anointing of intercession and fire, your anointing of purity, God, purity and relationships, and that you would heal, God, relationships. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What does this mean?
MK United, it's a youth movement or youth conference in Estonia.
Ah, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, I don't know what this is about youth and young adults, but Lord, it's so much on your heart today. And so, Lord, I pray that you would begin to release this marking of a generation. You did it in the 90s. I pray that you would do it now in 2025, that you'd mark a generation for revival, and that you'd mark mothers of revival. Thank you, God.
Oh,
yeah, that's on you all the way. Is that okay? God, anoint her as a mother of revival, God. Lord, I pray that there'd be a fresh power of the Holy Spirit that would be upon her, and that she trusts you and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, that it would be increased, God. And don't be afraid of the power of God. His power is pure. And so, Lord, I thank you that she carries your fire and that you don't have to be afraid of that, because you're going to start fire in others. So carry that fire. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing, God. Lord, I pray for holy relationships to begin to build. And I'm hugging you because, Lord, I pray for more hugs. I pray for more holy hugs. Hugs of relationship, hugs. Thank you, God.